As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Got it. The sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it and welcome to our Wednesday, December the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. And when we can find them and where we can find them, oh, goodness, you know what the solutions are anyway. We do talk about solutions from time to time. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You can call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Always enjoy getting your emails. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1610, Lompoc, California. Well, we have also have AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. I'd like to have about 10 more on this list. It'd be fun. Thanks for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals, crab walk, a narrow trading band, building support levels this morning. We'll talk about that in the metals roundup. The socialist whelp, 111th Congress, not-so-great society, draws to a close, and we can all say, thank God and good riddance. Browning down, Reconquistas alter the American demographics, redistricting required. We'll talk about that as well. Interstate commerce, the Commerce Clause, Gustavus Myers, fortune hunters. Yeah, that's all in the news and education basket for today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $2.40 an ounce at $1,387.90 for that bullion gold. Silver this morning off 4 cents, yet still above 29 at $29.33 a troy ounce. Palladium up 5 bucks at $1,726 an ounce, and palladium 752 buckaroonies. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,384.50 for a low, $1,392.10 for a high, just shy of a $10 spread there. Kind of a tight, narrow band, just crab walking along as it's doing. But at $1,387.90, your gold is up year-to-year $304.80 for a 28.14% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the price. The London Bullion Market Association Price Fixers gave us an AM fix at $1,389. We're trading a little bit below that now. SPDR gold shares paired off a little bit, insignificant amount, but they paired off some. This morning they claim to be holding in the Rothschild's big box of gold, 1,298.03 metric tons, valued on State Street at $57.7 billion. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage.
Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our December to 22nd, Wednesday, December the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, for those that don't miss it in the opening segment of the broadcast. We do have a chat room open for you at becomevocallocal.com. You can jump in there and join into the chat, drop articles and links and other information, and talk with like-minded people. You can also call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. And additionally, the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage is where you'll find all of my archives listed. You can go back through the various, way over a year's worth of archives and pick up some of the threads that we've been following all this long journey here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. But let's go back into our market report once again, where we found this morning as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour ago, gold was up $2.40 an ounce at $1,387.90. Silver off 4 cents at $29.33. Platinum up $5 at $17.26. And palladium at $752 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 55 at 11,533. Now everybody's out there waving their flags. Boy, they're liking this. The NASDAQ closed up 18 at 26.68. And the S&P 500 closed up 8 at 12.55. Crude oil this morning, they're continuing to slaughter us. OPEC has got us over the barrel, and they're draining us. It moves up another 35 cents and now is trading at $90.17. $90.17 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. Just do the math, and you'll know why it's so high at the pump. The USDX this morning drops 19 basis points and it stands at 80.50 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com. Of course, this is the USDX's trade-weighted basket of currencies. Want to find out more about that, you can go to theice.com and look at it. But that impacts the foreign exchange markets, the Forex, where we find this morning the Canadian loonie up a little bit at 98 cents U.S., the Mexican peso up a tiny bit too, but still on the north side of the Rio Grande at 8 cents U.S., the euro $1.31 up 10 basis points, the British pound off 22 basis points and yet still trades or exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.54, and the Swiss franc up 42 basis points, a strong move for the Swiss franc now at $1.05 U.S. The bond market this morning, the yield on the bonded indebtedness, the U.S. treasuries, the two-year yield is 0.60%, the 10-year is at 3.30%, and the 30-year is at 4.41%. Of course, that impacts the mortgage markets where we find this morning the 15-year mortgage, the fixed-rate mortgages, not adjustable rates, but fixed-rate mortgages, and that's the way to go in this troubling marketplace. Moving up again from 3.97% from a month ago to 4.30% this morning in your 30-year fixed-rate mortgages. I'd stay away from them. who's got the crystal ball that can tell us what our economy is going to be like in 30 years? But it moves up from 4.56% a month ago to 4.97%. So we're very firmly heading towards the 5% interest rate area in all indicators. The prime rate this morning is at 3.25%. And your gold-to-silver ratio is 47.32 ounces of silver. We'll buy you 1 ounce of gold. The economy day calendar, the economic calendar for this morning, not a whole lot happening. Tomorrow's going to be a pretty big day, short week, December the 24th, of course, Friday, U.S. holiday. All of the markets will be closed. The banks will be open, however, and so will be the gold and silver spot market. But this morning, they have the MBA applications out. We'll go to that in a moment. Gross domestic product is out. We'll have that, corporate profits, and perhaps later in the broadcast, the existing home sales numbers will finally be out. And we can bring those to you as well. But let's go ahead and scroll way over here to the other side of the browser. Hang on. Doing a cyber leap here. Okay, there we go. Here's the MBA purchase applications. The highlights, what they were looking for, the purchase index for a week-to-week change, what they actually got was a negative 2.5%. The refinance index is down 24.6%. And the composite index is 18.6. But here's the verbiage put out by Econoday. And again, the Mortgage Bankers Association, this MBA, we're talking here about various mortgage loan applications that have been put in. And so this is a pretty good indicator of what's going out there in the real estate market as far as mortgages, the last dead man standing, the body standing, mortgage, what's happening in the mortgage market. So that it gives us an idea of what's happening in the real estate market. So that's why we follow it. The number of buyers filing mortgage applications fell 2.5% in the December 17th week, the second straight decline to show no significant improvements from a month ago. So people are not lining up down at their mortgage broker, getting on the hook for these 15 and 30-year mortgages, fixed rate, adjustable rate, or otherwise. The report warns that home sales are likely to remain relatively weak. They say here, quote unquote, relatively weak. Everything's relative, of course, but it's never my relative. It's always somebody else's, but it's going to be relatively weak over the next few months. All right. So going into the first quarter of next year, don't look to see any major rebound in the home sales business. Some of the softness, they say here, is tied to rising mortgage rates. We've been talking about that every single morning, which are really cutting into refinancing volume. It shouldn't really be cutting into refinancing volume. We're only talking about, you know, small amounts, but a half a percentage point interest on a 15 or a 30-year mortgage, it does add up to real money overall. Refinancing applications fell 24.6%, so a lot of the people out there that maybe are upside down in a mortgage, they're not going to the bank to refi. Why? Well, maybe they're just going to stand by and see if the sheriff comes to their door like a howling wolf, man. That might happen. But then again, it might not happen. And so a lot of people may be staying out of the refi just to see what happens and how all of the dust settles out of this mortgage fraud. They're back to levels that were last seen in April. The average 30-year rate was at 4.85%, in the week, up 1 basis point from the prior week, and up 35 basis points from a month ago. The next data on the housing sector are existing home sales for November to be posted at 10 o'clock a.m. That's right now. And so we'll be going back and visiting with that hopefully in a moment. Here's a little bit more, the gross domestic product. All right, you take everything that we got coming in and going out, you bundle it all together, and you try and figure out your gross domestic product. Now, of course, Econoday, their figures, they try. I imagine they try hard to please everybody. But if you want to find out real numbers, you can always go over and visit with John Williams at shadowstat.com. And if you got the shekels to do it, sign up for his newsletters and other things. But he'll give you a lot better numbers and better analysis, I think, than even Econoday does. But the GDP, here's your finals here. The economy got an upgrade this morning from the Commerce Department, but it was notably below expectations. Department came air hose, they stuck it on and pumping furiously, but it was still below expectations. And for the second month in a row, third quarter gross domestic product growth was revised up, this time to a 2.6% annualized from the prior estimate of 2.5%. Analysts had projected a 3.0% final estimate. So no matter how much they pumped it up, they still weren't able to get what everybody was looking for. They got 2.5. They were looking for 3.0. The upward revision was primarily due to a higher estimated for inventory investment with small improvements to net exports and residential investments. All right? So we look at this inventory and we think, well, how did they get all this extra inventory? Well, maybe it's because they didn't sell anything. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Through our economic segment here, are looking at the various indicators that we track on a morning-by-morning basis, looking at the gross domestic product off the Econoday, the report out this morning. The upward revision, again, was primarily due to a higher estimate for inventory investment. All right, so they're buying ahead. All right, everybody talking about, oh, you know, it's going to be inflation. You know, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, he's out there with the propaganda arm. They're trying to get everybody to be anticipating lots of inflation coming. Well, what's that all about? Well, that's called stocking up, you know. So everybody rushes out and they figure, well, I better buy 5, 6 of these. Maybe we better get 8 or 9 of those. Prices could be going up, you know. It's like, don't wait, folks. Buy now and we'll send you a free Ginzu knife. Well, that's the idea. A lot of the businesses out there may be buying, packing in a little bit of extra inventory, looking forward to a first and second, maybe third, fourth quarter of 2011 as not being so cheerful and bright, you know. So there's that. Softening the upgrade were downgraded estimates for personal consumption. All right. So people just aren't buying. Personal consumption down. Non-residential fixed investments. People not investing in new stuff. You know, just go ahead and let that paint curl up over there on the gutters. We ain't repainting this year. And government purchases. That's down a little bit, of course, because they've been shutting down some of the government offices and laying people off. So they don't need so many pencils. They don't need so many paper clips. Even if they are considered terrorist instruments, weapons of mass destruction. You know, those trusty number 2 pencils with a good point on them? Wow, wicked, dangerous, look out. The biggest disappointment of the report is that demand numbers were revised down. You know, I've told you over and over and over again, this whole economy runs on demand. If you can't build up demand, if you don't have the demand, the economy is going to sag, and that's what we're seeing. The biggest disappointment of the report is that demand numbers had to be revised down. Final sales of domestic products were lowered to 0.9%. That's not good news, folks. If you can find Buy America, Buy America. Do it. Last month's estimate of 1.2%. Final sales of domestic purchases, blah, 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 downgraded to 2.6% from the second estimate of 2.9% for the third quarter. So we need to buy more stuff that's made in America to keep those numbers up. Absolute strength from within final sales is found in PCEs. I don't know what that is. Revised down to an annualized blah, blah, blah. Government purchases advanced 3.9%. Now, that kind of contradicts the previous paragraph. Compared to 4% for the prior third quarter figure, absolute weakness was found in residential and non-residential investment. Also, the net exports worsened. So we're not shipping stuff overseas. We're not buying houses. We're not buying apartment buildings. We're not buying condos. And we're not buying office buildings or strip malls. Year on year, the real gross domestic product in the second quarter, and I wouldn't assume or even expect this to be real gross domestic product. It's the fluff piece based on government numbers. But the real GDP in the second quarter is up 3.2% compared with 3.0% in the second quarter. On the inflation front, they say the gross domestic product price index's growth rate for the third quarter was nudged down to 2.1%, you know. And if we don't get enough inflation, it's going to scare hell out of Benjamin Shalom. I love Israel Bernanke, the Bernanke, and the Fed. Don't be doing too good if they can't get this inflation rate to bounce up. And it's nudged down 2.1% annualized from their prior estimate of 2.3%. And as he says, we're walking on a knife's edge here, a razor edge. You go down into the economy declines and gets closer to deflation. If you don't have the inflation, you go towards deflation. And that's when Katie barred the door. The consensus forecast, again, was for 2.3%. Probably the end. The best thing you can say about today's report is that it reflects old data. It always reflects old data. Nothing new about that. They always drag up whatever, you know, stray dog they can find and bring it in with the kittens. The mix between final sales and inventories is not as good as expected, but more recent economic data have been far more upbeat. Most likely, the final figures for the third quarter gross domestic product will not have a significant impact on estimates for the fourth quarter, so on and so forth. But on the news, equities eased but remained positive. And so we watch this stuff because the investors watch this stuff, and it impacts the marketplace, and that's all there is to it. All right, so let's go into the news basket and dig around a little bit, rummage on the browser. Barry the Usurper's bunch are set to final the Senate approval on the nuclear Russian nuclear treaty. Now, remember, we reported on it when they went to Seoul, South Korea, and had their economic forum over there where all of the financial ministers got together. Nobody had much good to say to Barry the Usurper, but when he came back, he was carrying this new piece of paper, and he said, well, he's going to put the START treaty up at the top of his agenda, and it's going to be his top priority. Well, is that good for America, or is that not good for America? I don't think it's good for America, but anyway, that's what he thinks, and by God, he's going to get it. We weren't able to get a lot of other things, but he can whip up another treaty. By Viola Geinger and James Rowley, New News, Bloomberg, President Barry the Usurper stands to win by a bigger margin than needed as the U.S. Senate prepares to approve ratification of a treaty with Russia that would cut nuclear arms and renew weapons inspections. Well, that could be a good thing, you know. Like to see an end to this insanity of war and rumors of war and war and rumors of war. We haven't needed our nuclear arsenal ever since we did the decimation trick with Hiroshima and Nagasaki. People are not too afraid of the United States anymore, but the U.S. is still big, strong, and badder than ever, you know, ready to kill anybody at a moment's notice. So, do we need a lot of nuclear arms or not? Well, that's a good question. But as we move towards the agitation with World War III looming on the horizon, who knows where it'll start, whether it'll be Korea or China or Iran, they're going to do it. They got to do it. They always want to pull a war out of their hat when they can, because that's how they can get us out of a depression. But a 67-28 procedural vote yesterday limited debate and demonstrated that the administration has enough support to reach the constitutional threshold of a two-thirds Senate majority for treaty approval. Amazing. Amazing. Take your hat off. Mark it on the calendar. They're even looking at the Constitution. They're actually doing something outside of an executive fiat. Well, anyway, Vice President, if you want to call him that, Joe Biden, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton went to the U.S. Capitol before the vote, meeting with Arizona Republicans John McStain and John Kyle in an effort to resolve their remaining objections and win with a margin more in keeping with previous arms control treaties. So they're looking at what they did in the past. You know, they had 95-5 and this sort of stuff in the past. Well, they ain't getting that kind of a margin this time around. But they say it's going to be a good deal anyway, and it's likely to pass. And it'll go down today, no doubt. As I said in the intro, here was the socialist whelp, 111th Congress, is the not-so-great society. And thank God it's drawing to a close, but I don't know if we'll survive the rest of this week or not. What they can do today and tomorrow could kill us. U.S. Congress passes bill to fund government spending through March the 4th. It's a rather interesting scaling back of this this piece of legislation they had in mind. This by Brian Fehler and Tony Capaccio, yesterday's news late afternoon. The U.S. Congress approved legislation that would keep the government funded through March the 4th. Damn. I was really hoping that they would just say, nope, we closed the checkbook, we're going home for Christmas, you guys can eat it. But they didn't. Anyway, setting up a budget fight early next year between the administration and the Republicans, all right? So we're going to go into, they're going to go away, and they'll come back, and the 112th Congress will take their seats, and then they'll start... they'll start complaining about money again, as they would. I mean, that's the way to whip these guys. Don't finance or don't fund the projects. By a 193-165 vote, the House yesterday backed a stripped-down measure that would freeze pay for federal employees. That value's way too high, in my opinion. Provide $160 billion for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. I think they're going to quit the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, Barry. They didn't. And head off cuts in Pell Grants for college tuition. Get the hell out of the Pell out of there anyway. Anyway, the Senate approved the bill hours earlier, so it's a deal.
The home of
cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for 2 people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So about the best thing you can say about this particular piece of legislation that they passed through, jammed through there yesterday, excluded from the bill were thousands of proposed pet projects known as earmarks, as well as provisions opposed by the White House that would have prevented a trial on U.S. soil of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Are we still talking about this guy? Oh, my God. They are. Anyway, we'll drop that there. The 36-page bill replaces a $1.2 trillion, 1,924-page omnibus spending measure loaded with earmarks that Republicans under pressure from the Tea Party activists who seek significantly limited government blocked last week. The result is that the federal agencies will go halfway through their 2011 fiscal year, which began October the 1st, without updated budgets. Well, that's coming up there. This is coming up on the browser next. We'll talk about Skype. We're on Skype this morning. Might as well talk about Skype when they're in the news. But Skype CEO Bates, now Bates is a new player. He's a new boy in the mix over here for Skype. But the Skype CEO Bates kind of rhymes with Gates, doesn't it? Kind of frightens the heck out of me. But no relation probably between the Bates and the Skate and the Gates, or the Skates on the Skype and the CEO. Well, anyway, Joseph Gallants writes this for Bloomberg. Skype Technologies SA Chief Executive Officer Tony Bates will fuel growth by adding corporate partnerships. Who the hell he's going to partner with? I hope he doesn't partner with Israel any deeper than they probably already are. And hiring engineers to build new products. Hey, Bob, we don't need any more new products, okay? Just keep it simple, keep it basic. and keep it up and running. Bates, who joined the internet calling company in October from Cisco Systems, I don't even know if they're still listed on the stock exchange, said in an interview December the 20th that agreements with other companies will be an increasingly important part of Skype's development. Agreements with other companies, Central Intelligence Agency, the NSA, I don't know. He plans to hire as many as 500 people next year, most of whom will be engineers to focus on new products and make sure that consumers have the same experience using Skype on their phones, their desktop, or their television. Just as long as you have a good experience on the telephone, but that's the one I want. Okay, that's the one we want. Don't mess with anything else. We don't need new skins. We don't need new faces. We don't need new pop-ups, and we definitely don't need a bigger screen, all right? Anyway, quote, more and more of us are living in a world of mobility that started off as a convenience but now is becoming a richer form of communication. I'm sure they're putting plenty of that richness in their pockets. But Bates said, he's 43 years old, at the company's new 90,000-square-foot office in Palo Alto, California. 90,000-square-foot office. Wow. What we think is most powerful is not one modality. It's how multi-platform you can become. Consumers want choices, all right? What we want is something nice and simple and reliable there, Mr. Bates. Don't get any ideas. Bates faces the challenge of building new sources of revenue and coaxing... Boy, it's hard to say this. And... coaxing money out of Skype's more than 560 million users. Put your wallets in the bathroom, folks, and lock the door. He's coming. Of which only 1.4% pay for the service. That's right. And we want to see that number go to 0.75% and then 0.20, okay? Why would you pay for a free service? Anyway, according to a regulatory filing, Skype, which started as a way for consumers to chat for free, is developing premium services such as group video calling. Wow, now you can have hot tub parties with your laptop, huh? Pursuing corporate accounts and plans to raise $100 million in an initial public offering, an IPO structure. Companies like Skype have a tremendous amount of opportunities, said Bates. You have to focus on the things that matter. And boy, I sure hope they do. Keep it simple, and keep it working. Here's a little bit more. No Congress since the 1960s makes more the most laws for Americans as the 111th. That's right. They have had a very, very productive year. Their productivity was way up. These Congresswomen, this is their job, you know, making laws. So they made as many as they possibly could. And they've saddled us with more laws and legislation than anyone ever since the 1960s, this by Lisa Lehrer and Laura Litvan. What is the nationality of these writers? Anyway, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. However, history judges the 535 men and women in the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate the past 2 years. One thing is certain. The 111th Congress, I thought it was 525, I've just been mistaken all this time. Anyway, the 111th Congress made more law affecting more Americans since the quote-unquote Great Society, that would be Lyndon Baines Johnson, I killed Kennedy Johnson, since the Great Society legislation. Of course, that term Great Society, we'll find that in the history books. It goes back a long time before Lyndon Baines Johnson. But again, the 111th Congress made more law affecting more Americans since the Great Society legislation of the 1960s. They really reached out and touched us. For the first time since President Theodore Roosevelt, that'd be Teddy, not Franklin Delano, began the, that's the Rough Riders there, that's the guy, the whooping and shooting, you know, that guy, Mr. I'm going to go on safari. For the first time since President Theodore Roosevelt began the quest for a national health care system more than 100 years ago, the Democrat-led House and Senate took the biggest step toward achieving that goal by giving 32 million Americans a pain in the ass. Well, actually, it says giving 32 million Americans access to insurance. You don't have access to insurance. You want insurance? Go buy it. They didn't give us access to insurance. It's insurance by mandate, by executive fiat. Congress rewrote the rules for Wall Street in the most comprehensive way since the Great Depression. It spent more than $1.67 trillion to revive an economy on the verge of a depression, including tax cuts for most Americans, jobs for more than 3 million. Of course, they don't tell you about the jobs that were lost. Construction of roads and bridges to nowhere, and investment in alternative energy, whether we wanted it or not. They ended an almost two-decade ban against being openly homosexual, serving in the military, and they're poised today to ratify a nuclear arms reduction treaty with Russia. For all of its ambitious achievements, the 111th Congress, which may adjourn this week, and we hope they do, also witnessed a voter backlash driven by a 9.6% unemployment rate, far higher than that, that cost the Democrats control of the House and diminished their Senate majority. Quote, this is probably the most productive session of Congress since at least the 60s, said Alan Brinkley, a historian at New York's Columbia University. I wonder how much you paid for that plug. Who really cares? Does anybody know Alan Brinkley? It's all the more impressive given how polarized the Congress has been. I guess if you get a good Rolodex, you can call an expert and get an expert say on just about any topic. As lawmakers wrap up the session, Wall Street firms such as Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., J.P. Morgan chase you down the road and leave you bleeding, and Citigroup, that would be the city, that would be London, are positioned to complete their best 2 years in revenue. Isn't that funny? Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Citigroup is raking in the profits. General Motors has emerged from bankruptcy with more than $23 billion repaid to the U.S. Treasury. $23 billion what? And American International Group, Inc., that would be your AIG, was able to sell $2 billion of bonds in its first offering since the company 2008 bailout. Market performance? And then they just go on. All right, then election results, and it continues Republican agenda. End of the era. The policies embraced by the 111th Congress suggested the end of an era in Washington as Democrats pushed to reverse three decades of deregulation that began under President Ronald Reagan, say economists. So we move or are going to transition, if we can believe the trend here. The trend is really going to be our friend. We're going to move from deregulation to regulation. Sounds like progress, growth, and change, doesn't it? We've been in a trend toward an attempt to deregulate the economy, said Harris. You're turning back the clock to an earlier period. The scope of the regulations approved since the usurper took office has made business hesitant to expand and hire new workers. All right? He said, business is overwhelmed. Congress scored its first big accomplishment weeks after the usurper's inauguration with a passage in late February of an $815 billion stimulus bill. It has created or saved 3.3 million jobs. But they got to drag that one out all the time. I'd like to see some of those 3.3 million with their created or saved jobs raise their hand. Probably all the staffers that work for the Congress and all of the various agencies. But anyway, continuing. New customers? Would you like to have new customers? That's right. That's you and me. The healthcare legislation approved last March. Oh, well. We'll have to come back and talk about WellPoint and Pfizer and the rest of it after the break. Stay tuned.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long-distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Bit of technical difficulty, at least on my browser. So if you're trying to call in, just hold your calls for a little bit more longer, and we'll see if we can get all the stuff working out. If everybody can hear me on the air, yeah, we will do. Here we go. Looks like we're going to be all right. Seem to be operating with about 99% efficiency. So back to this article. An overhaul again of the rules governing financial services industry approved in July aims to prevent a repeat of an economic collapse that led to the failures of the Lehman Brothers Holdings, and so on and so forth. Lots of stuff going on in that particular article. Okay, everybody can hear Carlos. Let's see if we got that. And yeah, okay, so I'm on the air. So even though the browsers are not running for Oracle, it looks like we're doing fine. I'm going to go ahead and close that screen over there, and we will reinitiate that, and we'll close that out there. And we'll just keep right on booming along here. Go over to here, hit that dude right there. It's amazing, you know, all this self-produced radio. It's just so much fun to do. Sometimes it's a little challenging, you know, because you kind of have to become your own producer and your own, you know, this and your own that. But it's all right. This stuff is slick. I'll tell you what, Lee Rogers and Doug Owen know how to put it together. And sometimes the system works even though it's not working. Okay, it still doesn't want to load that page, so we'll just have to say goodbye to that, say not worry about it. Let's continue. This is a little bit of an interesting article talking about money. You know, what are you going to spend the money on? Coburn blocks September the 11th health care bill, seeks changes to bring down costs. Okay, so we're cutting costs everywhere, trimming the budget any place we can. Tom Coburn has been pretty good in Oklahoma. But this article by Brian Thaler for Bloomberg, U.S. Senator Tom Coburn, citing cost concerns, is threatening to block a vote on legislation that would provide additional aid to those suffering from illnesses linked to the devastation in New York following the September 11, they say attacks here, but it's really not the right word, the live burning sacrifice visited upon the people of New York City on September the 11th, 2001. The Oklahoma Republican said yesterday he's trying to reach an agreement with the sponsors of the $6.2 billion measure that would allow it to proceed. He couldn't say whether that would happen before the lawmakers adjourn for the year. In other words, before tomorrow night at midnight. We're working on it, Coburn said. It costs too much. It allows things to be covered that should never be covered, like sleep apnea. It pays way too much to health care providers. Well, I can say we needn't pay a lot of money to health care providers. But the legislation aimed at those who responded to rescue and cleanup efforts at the New York's World Trade Center would reopen a compensation fund created following the attack, following the destruction, a live burning sacrifice, and the demolition project in the city of New York City under Mayor Giuliani. The bill's supporters say many of those affected by exposure to toxic dust didn't become ill until after the compensation program ended. All right, so once again, this is why, you know, if you've got troubles stemming from Katrina, if you've got troubles stemming from the Macondo well and all the Corexit, don't saddle up too early. You don't know how long it's going to take before these, deleterious impacts on your health really start to manifest. Some of this stuff comes only in the passage of time. The bill's supporters say many of those affected by exposure to toxic dust didn't become ill until after the compensation program ended. Once you've inhaled, powderized and pulverized computer terminals and batteries, you know, it's going to take a while for that stuff to metastasize. Chuck E. Schumer, New York Democrat who's sponsoring the bill, said he's gathered enough support for it to pass and is pushing for a vote. Enough with delays, he told the reporters. All these heroes are asking for is an up or down vote before Christmas. Waiting until next year would be a lump of coal. I agree with that. Senate rules allow any lawmaker to hold up legislation temporarily, and these objections can be overcome through a time-consuming process that would be difficult for the Democrats to schedule with lawmakers easy to adjourn. So we'll follow that as it goes through this week and comes out next. It may be that the heroes, as they claim them, the people that stepped up to the plate in a time of perceived need, they're being disrespected by the government once again. U.S. population grows 9.7%. over the decade as the South and the West gained the most in the census, all right? So they had all the senseless workers out there with their GPS tracking devices on your front doorstep badgering the hell out of you. And what they've come up with now is the obvious, basically, that the Southern and the Western states will gain a net of 11 seats in Congress, all right? So the illegal alien invasion, the browning down of America, now they're going to have an even greater majority. They'll have a greater voice and a greater lobby in Congress, just what we need. John McCormick and Tim Jones writing for Bloomberg. Southern and Western states will get a net 11 seats in Congress after outpacing other regions in population growth over the last decade. What? You know, Californians are more fertile? You know, the people that live in New Mexico and Arizona, they've been spending time in Iraq? I don't know. I don't think so. I think this is the browning down. I think this is the illegal alien invasion. And the illegals are getting seats in the Congress. Of course, this is because the census workers don't care where you're from in this open borders new world order. The nation's population rose 9.7% to 308,745,538. Man, they got it right down to the person. Of course, they didn't count me, so my number isn't in there. Anyway, April the 1st, April Fool's Day, 2010, from 281 million, the slowest pace of growth since 1930 to 1940. Of course, we had to open the floodgates to the Eastern European invasion at that time period to boost our numbers following the world wars, the U.S. Census Bureau said. The gains in the South and the West will come at the expense of the Northeast and the Midwest, where states will shed a total of 11 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. That will take electoral votes away from the states that Barry the Usurper carried in 2008 a possible boost for Republicans in the 2012 presidential race. And it's going to go into a process of redistricting now. The states will use the data to redraw political districts now that the 435 U.S. House seats have been reallocated. Quote, it will set off an intense game of musical chairs. It's not just the musical chairs. It's also financing. It's also money. It's also grants and aid. The grants and aid depend on how many seats you have and how many people you've got and all of your demographics. And so, you know, for all the people that have their hands out there to Uncle Suck, this means a lot. For those of us who would just assume that Uncle Suck would get back in the box, you know, we don't really care, but it's going to impact us too. Republicans will have an edge in directing the redistricting process because they gained state offices in last month's elections. State offices, not just federal, but also state. The growth in the overall U.S. population driven by what? Driven by what? By an increase in Hispanic residents. Notice now, that's capital H, Hispanic. All right? Capital H, Hispanic. They still want to use lowercase b blacks and lowercase w whites, but the status of the Hispanic is moving up as a capital H Hispanic, all right, was the weakest in 7 decades as the worst recession since the Great Depression stunted immigration. Of course, we're not having a problem with stunted immigration. What we're having a problem with now is keeping track of all the illegals as they come into the country. But anywho, Texas was the biggest winner, gaining 4 seats, while Ohio and New York took up the caboose, I guess. U.S. adopts rules banning AT&T Comcast from blocking or slowing the web traffic. This is your net neutrality issue. All right. Todd Shields, December the 21st, Bloomberg News. U.S. regulators banned Internet service providers AT&T Inc. and Comcast from blocking or slowing web content sent to homes and businesses. Wow. That's what they're doing to me, blocking my web service. No doubt about it. All right. Can't even load Oracle Broadcasting right now on this computer. Let's see if we can try it again. See if we can get it to come up. Let's see. No, it's not going to load. So we'll just have to do without the phones for a bit longer. You just pay attention. Hang in there. That's not working. Anyhow, back to the article. The Federal Communications Commission approved the so-called net neutrality rules by a vote of 3-2 today. Supporters argued the Internet providers, which also own some of the content they deliver online, may interfere with videos and services owned by others, such as Google Inc. I'm sure we'll find out about the blowback of this that comes down the pike. Today's decision will help preserve the free and open nature of the Internet while encouraging innovation, protecting consumer choice, and defending free speech. Barry the Usurper lied again. Anyway, we'll be right back after this break for hour number two. Do stay tuned.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back to our Wednesday, December the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Hope you're able to log on and bookmark our Become Vocal Local website, where you can probably pick up the stream still on the player there. I would recommend, however, that you don't travel away from that. If you happen to be in the chat room, you may have great difficulty logging onto the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage right now, as not only myself, but several of the listeners in the chat room are also. So if you can hear my voice right now, don't touch anything. Stay right there. We're locked in. We're flying blind. Got my head hanging out the window. Scarf blowing in the breeze, and I got my goggles firmly on. I think we'll be able to get this flight all the way to the end. But nevertheless, it's going to be tough going forward for the people who would generally join us in the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. Genetically modified sugar beet alert. Look out. Destruction put on hold by a court. This is by Karen Guillo from Bloomberg. Genetically modified sugar beet. Boy, isn't that just what you really want? Just the other day, I went and I got some beets, you know. And beets, you know, canned beets. It's wintertime. You know, a couple of canned beets would be nice. No. Can't trust the beets. Going to have to save the jars and dump the beets. Genetically modified sugar beets, plants that would produce seeds for the 2012 planting season, can't yet be destroyed, as ordered by a judge of federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled. Why the hell not? The U.S. Court of Appeals put on hold until February the 28th, a judge's November 30 order to dig up 256 acres of sugar beet seedlings, or until it issues an order, whichever is first, according to a ruling yesterday. Environmental groups sued the U.S. Department of Agriculture to block planting permits given four companies for beets that were modified to withstand Monsanto Company's Roundup herbicide. Sugar beets, grown on 1.3 million acres in 10 states, provide half the nation's sugar supply, according to the Sugar Industry Biotech Council. The groups and organic seed organizations claim wind-blown pollen from the genetically engineered crops will contaminate conventional sugar beets and other closely related plants. Monsanto, which ought to be rounded up, they're Roundup ready, all right. Round them up. Take them out. Monsanto and sugar beet companies said the genetically modified seedlings, or stecklings as they call them, could, quote-unquote, save the livelihoods of thousands of our nation's sugar beet farmers, close quote. What a crock of crap. According to court filings, the plants won't flower because the permits expire in February, so there's no risk of a gene flow, the USDA said in court filings. The appeals court on December the 6th put a temporary hold on U.S. District Judge Jeffrey White's November the 30 order, which the government is appealing. That's the FedGov for you. The USDA's 2005 deregulation of modified sugar beets was thrown out earlier this year in a separate lawsuit after White ruled that the government failed to review the environmental effect of the plants. More than 90% of the U.S. sugar beet crop comes from genetically engineered seeds. Can I say that for you again? More than 90% of the U.S. sugar beet crop comes from genetically engineered seeds. So let's go ahead and cross that one off my shopping list. I can no longer eat beets either. Wow. The case is the Center for Food Safety versus Vilsack, U.S. Court of Appeals, Ninth Circuit, San Francisco. Well, there you go. That's your law news there. Sugar beets warning, don't touch them. Don't touch them. Stay away from them. Leave them in the jar. Leave them on the shelf. Maybe you could get some Post-it notes and put up hazard, Monsanto warning. You go to the grocery store. Banks best the Basel as regulators dilute capital rules. Bloomberg, Yalman Onaran, writing for Bloomberg. I'll have to come back and find out what 500 representatives from 27 nations were up to this time. Be right back. 440 pages of new rules. Great.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for 2 people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, back once again. Bank best the Basel as the regulators dilute capital rules. You know, again, more than 500 representatives from 27 nations, including top regulators and central bankers, met dozens of times this year to hammer out 440 pages of new rules to do what? To govern the world's banks. I mean, you know, come on, you know, New World Order, Global Central Bank, One World Financial System, One World Currency. What's new about this? Nothing. What's not in the documents published by the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision and the escape hatches that are may have more impact on how financial institutions will operate following a global credit crisis that led to $1.8 trillion in bank losses and write-downs. The committee's most significant achievements, members say, is an agreement to increase the amount of capital banks need to hold, and that won't go into effect for 8 years. other measures that regulators had hoped would prevent future crises, like liquidity standards, a capital surcharge on the biggest lenders, and a global resolution mechanism for failing firms, were postponed, allowing banks to escape the toughest rules that would force them to change the way they do business. Here's a quote. There will be changes, comma, but not fundamental changes to the banking model, said Sheila Bair, who is the chairman of the U.S. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, that would be FDIC, sits on the Basel Committee's top decision-making body. Don't tell us whether they sit on the face or not, but she might. Hopefully, there will be some pressure for banks to get smaller and simpler. Yeah, that might be the case. Bair, 56, not Bauer, not Blair. Bair, 56, is one of five U.S. representatives on the board. She has assailed bankers for exaggerating the impact of planned regulations in an effort to scare the public and politicians. In an interview in June, she questioned, quote, whether regulators can place any reliance on industry analysis of the impact proposals to strengthen capital rules. Anyway, there's more on that. You can find about that, find out about that on the Bloomberg website today. Basel regulators, 440 new regulations. Spring deluge as Australian coal mines will force gains in global prices. Well, that's just in time for old Nat King Cole Rothschild to maybe make a little bit extra profit on his investment in coal mines. Let's see what this says. Elizabeth Behrman. Kind of curious, isn't it? How all the people that write for Michael Bloomberg all have these unusual names. This is Behrman, B-E-H-R-M-A-N-N. Sound particularly Irish to me. Record record rains and floods in northeastern Australia. Watch out, John. In northeastern Australia are disrupting coal output from Xstrata PLC and the Rio Tinto Group mines. With more storms coming, prices are forecast to do what? Whoops. Jump from the world's biggest exporter of the fuel. Watch as your coal prices go up. Watch as all of the coal-fired electrical generation plants worldwide start charging more and more and more for their electricity. All right. We're going to have to get Don Quixote's windmills into place somehow. And if we have to create a continuous monsoon in Australia and flood their mines, well, you know that they did it on the Ho Chi Minh Trail so many years ago. I guess we could do it to the Australian mines, too. It never stops raining. Here's the quote. It never stops raining. Sounds like chemtrails, doesn't it? Weather modification, Weather Control, Inc. Benjamin Livingston out there with his aircraft, he knows how to make it rain and continue to rain. He did it on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. It's been in my encyclopedias, published even early as the 1950s, articles on how you have these consortiums of ranchers and farmers in the central and Midwest and northern states getting together, pooling their money, and having it rain for them. It never stops raining, said Peter McGuire, the mayor of Queensland State Central Highlands Regional Council, home to Xstrata's Rolleston Mine, Rio's Kestrel Operation, and the BHP Billiton Limited's Blackwater Venture. Blackwater? Curious. Blackwater. J.P. Morgan Chase. Rothschild's in there, maybe? It's forecast to rain until April or May. Hello. Oh, what's the forecast today? Rain. What was the forecast yesterday? Rain. How much rain did we get? A bunch. What's going to be happening tomorrow? Rain. How much rain is it planning to rain tomorrow? Huh? A bunch. Might as well go out and lasso a wallaby. Let's go swimming. It never stops raining, said Peter McGuire, the mayor of Queensland. Blah, blah, blah. Australia had its wettest September to November spring on record, said the Bureau of Meteorology. Says southeastern Queensland and eastern New South Wales have a 60 to 70% chance of getting above average rainfalls during January to March. A 60 to 70% chance of rain. Get your Mackinaws out, boys. How about a canoe tied to the front porch? This means coking coal used by steelmakers may surge 20% to $250 a metric ton in the second quarter of 2011. All right. So if you wanted to invest in something, I guess you could speculate in coking coal and steel. The last time Queensland's Bowen Basin, which has 33 coal mines, was hit with similar weather was in 2008. Coal tripled to a record $300 a ton, driving up the price of steel used in cars, aircraft, and construction. Great. More expensive automobiles, aircraft going up, and construction prices going up. Handy, isn't it? At the very same time that Nathan Rothschild is going big on coal, we have this. Queensland had its wettest spring since records began in 1900, receiving 248.2 millimeters. Why can't they just say it the right way? 9.77 inches. Why do you have to get out a calculator every time you talk about the rain? I don't know. Anyway, that's Queensland. This is Missouri. Around here, we just say, fine. How much? No, quite a bit. Almost triple the state's average long-term mean of 84.3 millimeters. It would keep everyone confused. No one would know how much it rained. Why do you talk like that? We're now seeing that with the spot price of over $240 a ton, that the impact of the rain would be reflected more aggressively in the second quarter price than it would be in the first. Peter Richardson, chief metals economist at Morgan Stanley, Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, UBS, they're all together here. Rothschilds are in the background there, Barclays, State Street, Global Advisors, you know, follow the money, folks. And Nat King Cole Rothschild, he's right here in this article. They haven't mentioned his name yet, though. Global trade, Exastra's and Vale SA are among the producers who were forced to suspend coal sales this month because of the deluge. Deluge. Now the apocalypse people are going to come out of the woodwork. The forecast summer rain threatens further gridlock in an industry estimated to earn $33 billion in exports in fiscal 2011. Australia accounts for almost two-thirds of the global coking coal trade. Well, there you go. That's that article. We'll be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And here's another one, you know, here's another one. Oil rises for a fourth day as U.S. economic recovery may spur fuel demand. That's right, folks. In case you didn't notice, we have a U.S. economic recovery going on, which is spurring fuel demand. I mentioned on Monday, went to the filling station over the weekend, had the low fuel light flashing in my diesel truck. So I thought, well, I better get in there. You know, it's not quite the same, you know, with your Volkswagen sedan. You run out of gasoline, you get a rubber hose, go steal some from somebody else, and down the road you go with it. With a diesel, it's a little bit more complex than that. It's a bit of a challenge to get them to start again if they ever run them out of fuel. You never run your diesel out of fuel, folks. I mean, you'd mortgage the house or sell a child before you would ever run out of diesel because it's a pain in the neck to get them to run again if you ever run them empty. But anyway, so I was down there. And as I've said in the past, you know, I just go in all my life, you know. I've been driving ever since about 15 years old, you know, just shortly after Christ became a corporal. Anyway, I never ever thought about it. My whole life. Never thought about it. You just pull into a gas station. Why did I pull in the gas station? Get to fill up. Okay, that's what I do. Fill up. You put the nozzle in, you know, let it run full tilt boogie. Go in, pay the bill, drive away. Not anymore. Filling up my truck, it's like really a deep dig in the pocket. Like 80, 90, almost 100, 120, 125, 130. I'm standing there going, oh my God, I'm going to have to choose. Shall I eat this month? Or fill up my truck with diesel. Well, anyway, continuing. Crude rose. Talking about crude. This is crude. Crude rose for a fourth day, advancing past $90 a barrel on signs that economic recovery in the U.S. is eroding excess inventories. Actually, I think this ought to be styled a follow-up story to the one we gave you the other day where the OPEC guys got together like a bunch of Arabs in a sandstorm, nodding and winking and agreed, well, we really ought to just go ahead and jack it right on up to $100. These Americans are so stupid, they'll buy anything. They'll even buy $100 fuel when they're sitting on it, they're swimming in oil on their own continent, but they'll buy OPEC. They buy from OPEC, you better believe it, but they'll shut down all their offshore drilling. They won't tap the Arctic, they won't bring up the shale, they won't do any of that, but by God, they'll buy oil from OPEC, right? That's right. That's what happens. Futures climbed as much as 0.5% before a government report forecast to show U.S. crude stockpiles declined for a third week. Yesterday, industry data showed a reduction in supplies. Well, yeah, but they were closed for that whole section of time there, a couple of months where they go around and they chip and they paint and they scrape and they change the fuel blend and they make your automobile run worse in the winter than they do in the summer and so on and so forth. The Commerce Department will probably say today, probably say, might say, could have been, would have been, should have been, might expectedly, unexpectedly, they might say something today, that the world's biggest economy expanded. Well, they might not say that too. More than estimated in the third quarter. We know how good their estimates have been. Crude for February delivery rose as much as 55 cents to $90.37 a barrel in electronic trading. That's the problem. Speculators in the marketplace. All right? Running crude on us just like they do manipulating the price of gold. They let it be a market-driven thing and let us have access to our oil. our abiotic oil, we could be probably giving the stuff away and sending everybody a check just like they do in Alaska. Give us all a subsidy for the natural resources that are being consumed and sold globally, but they're not allowing us to do that. Heating demand is high. Of course it always goes up when the heating demand is high. U.S. heating oil demand was reported at 16% above normal. I thought there was global warming. Somebody want to send an email to Al Gore? Of course U.S. heating oil demand is up 16% above normal last week. It's been 20% colder than it was the year ago. Economic growth in the U.S. is slow and steady, but there's growth ahead. There is growth ahead. Look up, folks. Look up. The future is drawing nigh. Yesterday's futures gained 1.1% to 89.82 cents a barrel, the highest settlement since October the 7th. This is not good news. The 50% Fibonacci retracement of the drop to 32.40 in December from a record high of 147.27 in July of that year. At least we're not back then. But that's 2008. This is 2011 coming up. U.S. gross domestic product, blah, blah, blah. Crude supplies, blah, blah, blah. Heating oil, blah, 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 blah. So everything that you need is going to go up. Everything that you don't need is going to go down. Inventories are stacking up in the big box stores as they try and do something reasonably intelligent with their money before the whole SRE goes into the hand cart. Anyway, the seizures of the public domain, started this a little bit yesterday, very interesting segment, the history of the great American fortunes, Gustavus Myers, right out of the 1937 edition of the Modern Library, title of that same, originally published in 1907. We're looking back 103 years. Into the writing and in the minds of a genuine muckraker of his day. As I've said in the past, this book is heavily footnoted. And he's going right to government sources. He's going right to the newspapers published in the day. Right to the things that you can find. Right to the statutes. He's just laying it right out for us. All right, talking about the seizure of the public domain. All the lands all the way across America. He's looking back, even back before his time, from better historical records than we have access to today. And we talked about it under the first stages of the old competitive system in which factory warred against factory. We talked about that yesterday. An intense struggle for survival and ascendancy enveloping the whole tent sphere of manufacturing. No striking industrial fortunes were made. That was that time. Jumping forward, the might of the railroad owners. Right? Whole new process coming down. In contrast to the slow, almost creeping pace of the factory owners in the race for wealth, that took a little longer. You had to actually produce something, okay? The railroad owners sprang at once into the list of the mighty wealth possessors. The man from Nebraska, the Mr. Bowtie man, Warren Buffett, you know, buying up a railroad now in our time. Armed with the most comprehensive and puissance powers and privileges, invested with a sweep of properties beside which those of the petty industrial bosses were puny, railroad owners, we say, the distinction is necessary between the builders of the railroads and their owners. Chinese coolies weren't getting a lot of money. The Germans weren't getting a lot of money. The Irish swinging the pickaxes, they weren't getting a lot of money. But the boys in on Wall Street, the boys over there in New York, they were getting rich, even in Chicagoland. The one might construct, but it often happened that by means of cunning, fraud, and corruption, the builders were always superseded by another set of men who vaulted into possession. So we can say, well, let's get China and and get Siemens Company to work together with the state of California and build that useless short stretch of high-speed rail that they're looking at in the Monterey Bay and the Santa Cruz area. A little bit of high-speed rail going nowhere, the railroad to nowhere. But we get those guys to come in, and who's going to make the money? Is this going to be jobs for America, or is this going to be jobs for the Chinese? Who's going to be the profit? Who's going to own this thing, the Chinese or the Americans? Always the same problem. So we look back and we find our history, then we look and we find ourselves today, moving into the future. Looking back and summing up the course of events for a series of years, it may be said that there was created overnight a number of entities empowered with extraordinary and far-reaching rights and powers of ownership. These entities were called corporations. just kind of reviewing a little bit from yesterday. And we're called into being by law. Called into being by law. Isn't that right out of the book of Genesis? You know, everything was spoken into existence by the Creator. Called into existence by law. We saw that when we first started out our study of this book, he was pointing out that in the time of the colonies, the original proprietors, they teamed up early with the lawyers, and then they created their own banks. And so you had the primary call, and it's like the William Penns, you know, those kind of guys, George Washington and the boys. And they teamed up early with lawyers, and they created banks, banking, and started giving themselves charters to private banks. And you had the Bank of New York Mellon, and et cetera, et cetera. Alexander Hamilton.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, back once again looking at this very interesting book, The History of the Great American Fortunes, again by Gustavus Myers. If you haven't got a copy of this little book, they're certainly available on the internet. You can go up and find one for yourself and read it. And I would highly recommend you do it. If you can afford it, if you can find one, get a hard copy. Put it in your hands. Put it in your library. This book is almost 600, it's over 600 pages. Let's see how many it's got. 732 pages of information that you can use, packed with references, packed with really good material. Remember, he was socialist, he was populist in his day. kind of changed the stripes when we went into World War II. But nevertheless, you know, he started off kind of as a radical, as a muckraker. Good guy to have in our list of characters here in the home of philosophical radicalism. He's willing to speak truth to power, and this book was suppressed. It was really difficult to get it published. And finally, he did get it published, and it's still around. But it's on the web. You might want to take it, check it out. By adroit manipulation, intimidation, superior knavery, and the corrupt domination of law, it was always easy for those who understood the science of rigging the stock market and that of strategic undermining to wrest the control away from the weak, or treating the word in its commercial sense, the incompetent holders. This has been long shown by a succession of examples. Okay, so we think about creating these great fortunes. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. The Saint Simonians went up against the Rothschilds in France in a no-holds-bar, tongue and, you know, claw and fang battle, where the Rothschilds triumphed under the Saint Simonians in the roll-up to the first credit mobilier, the credit mobilier of France. The same sort of stuff goes on over here. It's going on today. This is the decade of mergers and acquisitions, M&A. Not to mention TNA, that's a different story. But M&A, mergers and acquisitions, okay? The next little bit here. And again, this book is written like so many blog posts. These are real short little vignettes. They all work together. They're built into chapters. But you don't have to just sit down and slog and slog and slog to try and get through it. You don't have to bring a gazing ball or your Ouija board to figure out what he's saying. He speaks in plain English and provides plenty of footnotes. The legalizing of cunning, the next section here, headline. Thus, this situation, so singularly conflicting with the theoretical majesty of the law, I'm sure he's sharing the sentiment of many people in America at the time, back in 1907, as he's writing here. A band of men styling themselves as a corporation received a perpetual charter with the most sweeping rights and properties. Of course, if you haven't seen the video, there's 20 parts of it. It's up on YouTube. Just type in Corporation Nation. Fill your eyes with that. I rarely watch the videos. I'm not all the way done with that series. But so far, it hasn't accosted my brain with other thing, anything other than truth. You don't have to deal with breasts and crotches and things like that. You can just get some real information. Corporation Nation. And this is the outcome of what was begun so long ago. It's being written about here. In turn, the law interposed no effective hindrance to the seizing of their possessions by any other group, proving its power to grasp them. They had immunity. We wonder, why? Why can't we have an indictment? Why can't we have impanel a grand jury? Why do we have to keep going on and on and on with all of this tyrannical and despotic control? Why can't you get, you know, Jorge Bush and company and the rest of the PNAC boys and the Dancing Israeli Moving Company, how come you can't get them on a stand before a tribunal and, you know, have an evidentiary hearing and bring these guys to trial and then, you know, hang them, festoon them from a palace of justice on the White House lawn? How come? Same thing happening then as happens today. All of this was done under nominal forms of law, but differed little in reality from the methods during the medieval times, when any baron could take another baron's castle and land by armed force, and it remained his until a stronger man came along and proved his title likewise. You know, so we depose the Shah and we raise another guy, and, you know, in comes Mosaddegh, and in comes somebody else. We raise up, you know, this little high schooler named Saddam Hussein, and when he's no longer in favor, we take him out. Whack him. Why? Well, all this was done under nominal forms of law, but differed little in reality from the methods during medieval times when any baron could take another baron's castle, even if his name is Baron Rothschild, and land by armed force. And it remained his until when? Until a stronger man came along and proved his title likewise. Feudalism. Long before the railroad had been accepted commercially as a feasible undertaking, the trading and land-owning classes as has been repeatedly pointed out in this book, had demonstrated very successfully how the forms of government could be, what? Perverted to enrich themselves at the expense of the working population. Something new here? No. It's the same old drill. The only thing really new is the observers, you know, as we've talked about time in the past, the three critical elements in time. Number one, there has to be an observer. There has to be a beginning and an end. There has to be a unit of measure, but we're the observers this time around. As we're trying to figure out what's going on, but we're really not recreating the wheel. It's the same old juggernaut that has been grinding us, you know, under its wheels all this time. Long before the railroad had been accepted commercially, you could take the railroad out of this, and we're not going to for the importance that it has at this time period in history, but you could take the railroad out of this, you could talk about, you know, Don Quixote's windmills. And talk about, insert anything here. Makes no difference. Whatever the agenda of the day, healthcare, well point. Whatever the agenda of the elite is today, that's what grinds us down. But long before the railroad had been accepted commercially as a feasible undertaking, the trading and the landowning classes, as has been repeatedly pointed out, had demonstrated very successfully how the forms of government could be perverted to enrich themselves at the expense of the working population. Taxation laws, as we have seen, were so devised that the burden in a direct way fell lightly on the shipping, manufacturing, trading, banking, and landowning classes, while indirectly it was shoved almost wholly upon the workers, whether in shop, factory, or on the farm. Isn't that happening today? Bush and company, faster sweeping tax cuts, you know. And the wealthy just get wealthier. And the poor folk just pay more. We just pay more because we the poor folk, right? That's right. So we pay more. More money, more money, more money, as Al Addis likes to say. Furthermore, the constant response of government, municipal, state, and national. Isn't that interesting now? 1907, he's bringing them out. Municipal, state, and national, where municipal is lowercase m, state is capitalized, national is capitalized, to property interest, has been touched upon. How government loaned vast sums of public money, free of interest, to the traders, it should be traitors, but it's traders, while at the same time refusing to insist the impoverished and the destitute. We bail out the bankers, bail out GM, bail out AIG, no interest, free money. And people lose their houses all across America. Going to be spending this Christmas in a culvert someplace in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The wind whipping through the culvert. Maybe in an underground sewer system someplace. Maybe just right out on the ground. In a cardboard box trying to stay warm overnight. You ever done that before? I have. I know what it's like to sleep outside in Albuquerque in a snowstorm, standing on the highway trying to flag a ride out of that place for 3 days in some of the coldest weather, with nothing more than a jeans jacket and a bedroll, standing by the highway, and the cars just drive by, and drive by, and drive by, and your feet are freezing, your fingers are absolute ice. Jeans jacket and Levi's and a t-shirt, trying to get to Florida for the wintertime, maybe find a little job of work, doing some construction, which I did eventually. But Albuquerque was no friend of mine. These and many other partial and grievously discriminative laws have been referred to as also the refusal of government to interfere in the slightest with the commercial frauds and impositions constantly practiced, with all the resulting great exhortations upon the defenseless masses. Why doesn't the law work both ways? It's because they set up this kind of a law. They run this system. It's only just us. It's just them. It's we the people, and you ain't the people.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a 1-year food garden for 2 people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Then we'll go ahead and see how the land wars worked against the poors here in the next section of this very interesting book. This is a chapter titled The Seizure of the Public Domain. You know, the opening of the West or the settlers, you know, westward. Wagons who? Westward expansion. The land laws against the poor. From the very beginning of the government, the land laws were arranged to discriminate against the poor settler coming in peace. As Hal Anthony informed me yesterday, the poor settler settled. Instead of laws providing simple and inexpensive ways for the poor to get land, the laws were distorted into a highly effective mechanism by which companies of capitalists and individual capitalists secured vast tracts for trivial sums. These capitalists, and again he's got a bias, but he puts it right out in front of you, these capitalists then either held the land or forced settlers to pay exorbitant prices for the comparatively small plots. No laws were in existence compelling the purchaser to be a bona fide settler. Absentee landlordism was the rule. The capitalist companies were largely composed of northern, eastern, and southern traders, you'd say traitors, and bankers. The evidence shows that they employed bribery and corruption on a great scale, either in getting favorable laws passed or in evading such laws as were already on the statute books by means of the systematic purchase of the connivance of land office officials. Didn't we hear something about the Mineral Management Service? Ken Salazar and the boys being paid off by British Petroleum with the Macondo Well Project, and they're still getting the pass. By an act of Congress passed on April the 21st, 1792, the Ohio Land Company, for example, received 100,000 acres. And in the same year, it bought another 892,900 acres for a grand sum of $642,856.66. Now, how does he know these kind of numbers? Well, he's referring to U.S. Senate Executive Document, Second Session, 19th Congress, Document Number 63, 216, and 16. He cites his sources, not just pulling it from the thin air. But this sum was not paid in money. The bankers and trading composing the company had purchased at a heavy discount certificates of public debt. Talking and visiting with Timmy Geithner here and Benjamin Bernanke. And Army land warrants. Army land warrants. Notice the time period, 1792. Blood hadn't even settled into the soil for the War of Independence. And this kind of fraud was already going on. They were giving away Army land warrants. They were buying them up, pennies on the dollar. Army land warrants. And were allowed to tender these as payment. Right. Be handy if you got an inside track here, wouldn't it? The company then leisurely disposed of its land to settlers at an enormous profit. Nearly all of the land companies had banking adjuncts. We talked about that. Once they started to receive charters for their banks, it went crazy. It went wild. They could coin their own money, print their own bucks, and then force all of the people that worked for them in their factories to use their bucks. And the buck stopped here, right? The poor settler, in order to settle on land that a short time previously had been national property, was first compelled to pay the land company an extortionate price, and then was forced to borrow the money from the banking adjunct and give a heavy mortgage bearing heavy interest on the land. The land companies always took care to select the very best lands. The government documents of the time are full of remonstrances from legislatures and individuals complaining of these seizures under form of law. He doesn't use under color of law here. Myers writes form of law, under form of law, of the most valuable areas. The tracts thus appropriated comprise timber and mineral, as well as agricultural land. So they sell the chaff and they keep the golden wheat for themselves. Vast tracts secured by bribery. One of the most scandalous land company transactions was that involving a group of Southern and Boston capitalists. In January of 1795, the Georgia legislature, by special act, sold millions of acres in different parts of the state of Georgia to four land companies. The people of the state were convinced that this purchase had been attained by bribery. It was made an election issue, and a legislature comprising almost wholly new members, in other words, they voted the bums out, was elected. In February of 1796, this legislature passed a rescinding act, declaring the act of the preceding year void on the ground of its having been obtained by improper influence. In 1803, the tracts in question were transferred by the Georgia legislature to the United States government. So it transferred lands originally from Georgia into and under the domain of the United States government. They were supposed to have 10 square miles, plus the wharfs and the harbors and the docks. But from the earliest time on, federal land started to come into existence. The Georgia Mississippi Land Company was one of four companies. In the meantime, this company had sold its tract for 10 cents an acre. Who did they sell it to? To the New England Mississippi Land Company. Although Committee after committee of Congress reported that the New England Mississippi Land Company had paid little or no actual part of the purchase price, yet that company, headed by some of the foremost Boston capitalists, lobbied in Congress for 11 years for an act giving it a large indemnity. Finally, in 1814, just 2 years after the War of 1812, Congress passed an Indemnification Act under which the eminent Bostonians, after 10 years more lobbying, succeeded in getting an award from the United States Treasury of $1,077,561.73, the total amount appropriated by Congress on pretense of settling the claims of the various capitalists in the Yazoo claims was $1,500,000. So they virtually stole the land. Congress came up and accused them of fraud. And they turned around and sued the Congress. They got the land for free, and then they wound up walking away with almost $2.5 million. Wow. The ground upon which this appropriation was made by Congress was that the Supreme Court of the United States had decided that irrespective of the methods used to obtain the grant from the Georgia legislature, the grant once made was in the nature of a contract which could not be revoked or impaired by subsequent legislation. And this was but the first of a long line of court decisions validating grants and franchises of all kinds secured by bribery and fraud. Noble beginnings? Or just a long train of abuses? It was probably the scandal arising from the bribery of the Georgia legislature that caused popular ferment and crystallized a demand for altered laws. In 1796, Congress declared its intention to abandon the prevailing system of selling millions of acres to companies or individuals. The new system, it announced, was to be one adapted to the interests of both capitalists and the poor man. Land was thereafter to be sold in small quantities on credit. Could the mechanic or farmer demand a better law? Did it not hold out the opportunity to the poorest to get land for which payment could eventually be made? But this law worked even better to the advantage of the capitalist class than the old. By bribing the land officials, the capitalists were able to choose the choicest lands to be fraudulently withheld and entered by dummies, and in this way, vast tracts were acquired. Apparently, the land entries were made by a large number of intending settlers, but these were merely the intermediaries by which capitalists secured great tracts in the form of many small allotments. Having obtained the best lands, the capitalists then often held them until they were in demand and forced actual settlers to pay heavily for them. Do all of this time, the capitalists themselves held the land on credit. Some of them eventually paid for the lands out of the profits made from the settlers, but a great number of the purchasers cheated the government out of almost entirely all of what they owed. And some of that choice land that was being held was some of the best mining land, the coal deposits, the iron, the gold, that which their prospectors were able to find. Mining interests, mining lands, water rights. You get the chaff, they get the wheat. They get the gold, you get the shaft. It's just a repeating story. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting.